At this time, if we could have the children come up for our children's message. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, welcome this morning. Now, today our children's message is entitled, can you guess? What do you think?
Salt.
How'd you know it was salt?
Because it's white.
Could be. It could be. What's the other thing it could be? It could be sugar, right? But I know you thought it was salt because what did we... It isn't a salt shaker. Yeah, sugar isn't in one of these ever, is it?
Could be.
But I've never seen one. But today, our children's message is called salt. Because salt is, as Jesus said, salt is...
Good.
You're catching on. I do that at Bible study all the time. And they catch on there too. But... salt is good. Why is salt good? Now, who likes, my favorite food is French fries. Probably shouldn't be. Who likes French fries? Who likes French fries? I know you guys get Happy Meals sometimes. So you got to get fries and apple slices too now, right? And yogurt. That's right. Which is good for you. So let's leave it there. But, but what if, now what's the thing about fries that it's, why is it so great? Why are French fries so great? Yes.
Because they have salt in it.
That's right. Have you ever had French fries without salt?
No.
Have you ever had that before? How does it taste? Does it taste, is there a lot of flavor?
No.
Not too much. It's just really potato-y, right? As I would always say. Too much potato. You need that salty goodness to make it come alive. Isn't that what it does? It kind of makes the food come alive, right? And today, Jesus says what? Salt is good. And he also says, have salt in yourselves, right? So what we, I guess that's my question today is, how do you have salt in yourself? How do you have salt in yourself? What is that? What does that mean? What does that mean? French fries do have salt. Okay, anyone else? What does it mean to have salt in ourselves? Does that mean I'm supposed to take the salt and just swallow it? Is that what Jesus is saying? What does that mean when Jesus says, have salt in yourselves? Remember, salt means what? It makes that flavor come alive, right? What makes you come alive? When we think about our sin, when we think about what we were born into, what makes you, in the deadness of our sin, what makes you alive? Good. Emily, you're always my go-to on that. And hopefully you'll always be my go-to on that. But it's Jesus. When Jesus says, have salt in yourselves, he's saying, in Christ Jesus, you have salt, the one that makes you alive, by dying on the cross for your sins. Not only dying, but 3 days rising. So that you may have life, forgiveness, and salvation. So that you know what it means to come alive. That by the work of Christ on the cross, you are alive. As he shed his body and blood on the cross for your sins, you are alive. By your baptism, you are alive. You have salt, right? By the word of God and the gospel, you are alive. You have salt. And what does it say at the end of there? It says, have salt and have peace with one another. Right? Because you are in Christ Jesus. Have salt in yourselves, my friends, because Christ is your salt. When you hear God's word, when you read God's word, when you remember what God has done in your baptism, all these things, and as you get old enough, when you receive the supper of our Lord on the altar, there you have your salt that makes you alive. Remember that this day. It's not what you do, but it's what Christ has done for you. And what he continues to do for you in this salt. So the next time you see salt, don't open the lid and eat it.
I do.
But remember Christ and how he has made you alive by his very work. Yes, question.
At Mommy's, I open the salt and then it's spread everywhere in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's always fun to clean up, I know.
I took the water and I took the cup off and then it's put in my mouth.
I know it's. I've never done that exactly, but I know how much it would.
And then it not taste good to me.
Doesn't taste good.
No. It does
to me. All right.
Well,
on that note, why don't we pray? Dear God, thank you for your gift of the true salt that is in Jesus Christ. Bless these children as you have made them alive by your very work. In this faith, Lord, look after them, guide them by your word, make them alive by your grace and through all things. May they, in your name, have peace with one another. Guide them, O Lord, in their vocations as they grow and be great in this world. May they be faithful children to their parents, and as they grow and are strong in their studies, may you use them for the glory of your name and all that you have called them to do. Bless them, O Lord, and grant them faith and wisdom in your name. For all these things we are thankful. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.